Good morning. Another Friday. They're going so quick. May 30th, 2014. Steve Sherlock here in Franklin, Mass. For Steve's 2 cents. Amazing how time quickly flies. The end of May. May is gone. June. Sunday. Wow. Hopefully you accomplished a bunch this week since we last talked. Hopefully you have good things in the notches of the belt. And good things planned for the weekend, maybe even some relaxation. This is the middle of a rather busy period for my personal schedule. Last Saturday we had a confirmation, Sunday we had a graduation party, Monday of course was Memorial Day, did some reporting for Franklin Matters at the Memorial Day parade, the ceremony after to honor the veterans for Memorial Day of course. Brother and sister-in-law came in to town because their daughter is graduating from Harvard with a master's, so we had visitors this week. Had an offsite for the food pantry on Thursday, board discussion, board strategy session, lots of goodness accomplished, lots of goodness in terms of what we have accomplished was also recognized. And we've got a ways to go, but we're in a good ways along that. Today we're traveling, wedding this weekend for close friends, back to work on Monday. Work Tuesday has a picnic in the afternoon, and then Franklin has its finance meeting on Tuesday with a couple of interesting topics. The roads issue will be put potentially before the voters as a debt override or debt exclusion, technically, and a dedicated debt exclusion. Prior overrides effectively were operational. They may have been termed for one particular specific, and then it went into general funds and could get reallocated to something else later. Mass has changed its policies, so now there can be a debt exclusion that's dedicated to a particular project and in perpetuity, or until voters change their mind again. So, that'll be an interesting discussion. We do need to get roads repaired. There's over 200... miles of roads in Franklin, and we don't have sufficient funds to take care of them because of the growth that was rapid. A lot of them are coming due for repairs at the same time, and we're not able to address that appropriately. So we need to raise some funds, so that'll be an interesting discussion. The library is also looking for some expansion, renovation. Big question there as to whether they really should be expanding to handle books, given that the ebooks and onset of other internet and electronic devices is seeming to take over. Do we still need space for books? So that'll be an interesting discussion as well. So yeah, in the middle of busyness, I'm sure similarly you have a busy period as well with graduations potentially, confirmations, first communions, other family events. This is a busy time, so make sure you prioritize. Make sure you do what you need to do. Leverage the opportunities to have conversations, so you're always networking. You may recall my line, facilitate the network and then let the net work. If you do that, that's all goodness. So that's quickly where we are today, Friday, May 30th. I'll close out and let you go off and do some good things. The weather looks gorgeous here in Franklin. There's not a cloud in the sky as the sun is rising. Oh, we didn't listen to the birds today, did we? Stop and listen to the birds in your area too. It's interesting to listen, especially as the sun rises. So enjoy. Have a good day. Do good things. Until next week, Steve Sherlock signing off for Steve's 2 cents.